What's up? I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Entrepreneur State of Mind. I'm Isabel and I'm your host, and since you're here, let's talk business. So, happy month after Black History Month. I know that's terrible. I've been meaning to make this episode since the beginning of February, and now March is almost over, but you know what? We're just gonna roll with it. So in today's episode, we're celebrating Black History Month. I want to take some time to appreciate history's greatest Black entrepreneurs, as well as take time to appreciate some Black entrepreneurs and creators that you can go support right now. So diving right into the episode, the first Black entrepreneur I want to talk about is Clara Brown. And Clara Brown is the definition of hustle, so take some notes. Not to sound like Wikipedia, but her story begins in Virginia. She was born a slave in 1800, and when she was 18, she got married and had four kids. And then in 1835, her family got broken apart because they all got sold to separate slave owners. But she worked as a slave for most of her life until she finally received her freedom when she was 56. And she made her way west working as a cook and also working as a laundress for her laundry business in Denver, Colorado. So she settled down in a mining town and still worked as a laundress and a cook, and on top of all that, she was also a midwife. So she was making a good amount of money, and with this money, she didn't fool around with it either. So with all of this money she was making, she invested it into properties and mines in nearby towns. So she definitely had a full plate and definitely had a lot going on, but on top of all of it, she founded a Sunday school and opened her home up for services and religious practice. So, very full plate. And at the end of the war, she could freely travel, so she liquidated her investments to try and find her daughter. And even though she didn't find her, she managed to pay the way for 16 relatives and friends to move to Colorado. And she was actually known as the Angel of the Rockies and made her mark as Colorado's first Black settler and entrepreneur. So, personally, I'm not from Colorado, but I still find her story really inspiring, and she did not make excuses. And I hope you enjoyed her story as much as I did. But another really awesome story would be the story of the first Black female millionaire in the United States. Annie Malone is most known for the college she founded as a way to teach people about Black cosmetology. Annie also developed a chemical that could straighten Black women's hair without damaging the hair or the scalp. And through her school and business, she created jobs for 75,000 women around the world. And she was the first Black female millionaire in the U.S., and she had $14 million in assets in 1920. And with today's money, that's equivalent to $167 million. So Annie Malone was also not one to play around. And something pretty cool is that one of her students that attended Annie's school went on to be another one of the first Black entrepreneur self-made millionaires. Her name was Madame C.J. Walker, and she developed a line of beauty and hair products for Black women. And I thought that was cool because their stories correlate, because Madame C.J. Walker attended Annie's school, and they both went on to be crazy successful. But anyways, those are only three of the many favorite historical Black entrepreneur stories. I definitely recommend doing research on some of these stories when you get a chance. But obviously this episode isn't getting uploaded while it's still Black History Month, but we're still going to celebrate. Some ways that you can celebrate Black History Month can be eating at local Black-owned restaurants, supporting Black mom-and-pop shops, supporting Black-owned businesses, and also boosting Black creators and influencers on social media. I recommend downloading the app Okra. I'm not quite sure how you say it, but it's spelled O-K-R-A. And it can help you locate Black-owned restaurants near you. And if you don't have storage or space to download the app, I know there's a website called eatblackowned.com that also serves the same purpose and can help you find a place to eat. But anyways, I also put together a list of Black podcasts you can listen to and support. So number one being the Don't Touch My Health podcast. This is a podcast on helping women get unstuck on their health journey. Gabrielle talks about how to save energy, confidence, and the right mindset. I know she also posts workout routines and a bunch of other really cool things. And another awesome podcast is called Long Story Short. It's for the bookworms out there like me. It's about books and book recommendations. And if you're into reading, I think you would really enjoy it. And one more podcast I recommend is the Food Heaven podcast. They cover a bunch of food-related topics like recipes, nutrition, food, obviously, culture, and body image. So definitely be sure to check out those podcasts. There are also lots and lots of Black-owned businesses, Try to support them and buy from them if you can, and if not, you can always boost them and other Black creators on social media. But that's all for today's episode. I enjoyed talking about entrepreneur success stories. Head over to the Instagram at entrepreneur.state.of.mind and let me know if you would like to see more episodes on success stories. I record these episodes to share what I've learned with you and with anyone else out there that might be listening. It means a lot to have you here, so thanks for joining me. I'm Isabel, and this has been the Entrepreneur State of Mind. Okay, bye!